USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Orange, California is being rocked by the deadliest shooting in more than 20 years. A child and three adults were killed on Wednesday, but the reason why is still unclear. Police say a gunman was firing when they arrived at the scene of a two-story office building. At least one officer fired back and the suspect was hit. A fifth woman was also found shot. She and the suspect are in the hospital, said to be in critical condition. In a speech in Pittsburgh on Wednesday, President Joe Biden unveiled his $2 trillion infrastructure plan, consisting of traditional projects such as roads and bridges, as well as funding to combat climate change. Republicans on Capitol Hill pointing out only 25% of the plan actually is toward infrastructure. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
The Biden administration is moving another 500 unaccompanied children from border facilities under U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody to an emergency holding facility as part of efforts to reduce overcrowding. The children, scheduled to arrive in Houston, Texas on Thursday. Luis Fuentes is the mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas. He tells Fox News the foot traffic of illegal immigrants is continuing to increase in his area.
They're getting people going through their backyards, jumping into their fences, hiding in their patios, trying to keep away from Border Patrol. So that's a big, scary situation that we're seeing and our residents are seeing.
It's time to play ball. This is opening day of the Major League Baseball season with all 30 clubs on the diamond. The action starts in New York with the Yankees hosting the Blue Jays, followed minutes later by the Indians playing the Tigers in Detroit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Biden administration is looking at options to reverse or counter a newly enacted voting law in Georgia that brings a sweeping number of election reforms to the state. The 95-page law adds a slew of changes to the way Georgians vote. One of the popular lines of disinformation that's being put out there by the Biden administration is that now it is illegal to give food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Greg Bluestein is a political reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He explains what the law really does regarding food and water.
Voters can still bring their own water, their own food, of course, in line. What it says is that outside groups, that basically the members of the public can no longer come and offer them food, water, Coca-Cola, hot chocolate, pizza. Instead, that has to go through the actual elections officials who will then make it available to the people waiting in line.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, the nation's third COVID vaccine won't be shipped out anytime soon. The FDA looking into what ruined 15 million Johnson & Johnson shots. They were apparently contaminated when workers at the plant in Baltimore mixed up dosages with another vaccine being made there. Both vaccines use the same technology but are biologically different and not interchangeable. Officials say none of the doses ever left the plant. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.